Yo, what's going on, everybody? How you living? How you chilling? How you feeling? It's your man, EJ the Comedian. I got to talk to you about something. I got to get something off my chest. Have y'all seen the new Shazam trailer? For all the comic book fans out there, anybody who knows anything about Shazam, was anybody else disappointed? Yeah, I'm glad that they stuck with the storyline. He was getting chased. They went through the train station, and the train started messing up and everything. Yeah, I get that. But the rest of it, I think he got his man, he looked just so fake in that costume. Like, come on, man. How you gonna do Shazam like that? Shazam was a big part of the DC universe. You know, he was damn near just as powerful as Superman. How you do him like that? You got this little puny little guy. You can tell he puny inside a Shazam suit. Shazam did not. The lightning bolt on his chest was not a damn a light. They had the costume down packed, but the lightning bolt on his chest was not like no. No. And I'm like, okay, who they gonna let be his enemy? Did not see Black Adam nowhere. You know, cause when he first got his powers, the first person he fought from the cartoon's perspective was Black Adam. Superman and Black Adam was fighting, you know, and he was chased by them. And then all of a sudden, you know, he went down a little train. He spoke to the wizard, got his powers, and he was running. He was like, I need some help, Shazam. And then, blues, he turned to Shazam. But this guy is all goofy and, you know, going around talking, your phone is charged, your phone is charged, your phone. Man, Shazam ain't do no bullshit like that. First of all, to the people who make these movies, we don't want to see what's going on in today's society in our Marvel and DC comics movies. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see what's going on in today's society. Like with Black Lightning and all that. We don't want to see what's going on in today's society in our comic books, in our comic movies. We don't want to see that. We want to see comic book base. That's how you keep your comic book fans. That's how you get your ratings like, oh shit, yo, they stuck by the comics. You know, we don't want to see the rest of them. I don't want to see him walk around talking about, oh, your phone is charged, your phone is charged, your phone is charged, and that phone blow up. Where in the comics did you see that? Where in the comics did he ever do that? Where in the comics was he doing today's dance moves? Where? Shazam is not a funny character. He started off with it. He was a little, like, surprised that he had his power, so he was talking, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like that, so why is y'all doing that? Like, that's the only thing that I don't like about the comic world when they make these movies. Stick to the comics. You're going to sell by the comics. And then you got, what's the other thing? Now, the new Aquaman looked good. I'm not going to lie about that. That looked good. Because DC is hurting right now. Marvel was just killing the game. But DC got some amazing people, you know. It's just like the Justice League movie. What were the Green Lantern? What was the Green Lantern? He was a part of the Justice League. Like, you can't keep having these comic book movies and not having, you know, saying the proper people. And where y'all keep getting all these low budget villains from? Give them the villains. They have good villains. They got villains that are way powerful than what y'all are showing. Come on, man. Like, that's the only thing that makes me mad, because I grew up watching, reading comics, grew up watching damn near every series of Avengers and X-Men, and get these people their costumes, their proper costumes. The Green Goblins on all the Spider-Mans pissed me off. The Rhino on Spider-Man. The Rhino was not mechanical. It was not shooting out missiles. That was not the Rhino. Rhino was a big-ass man in a Rhino suit. That was strong. The Vulture didn't look like that. It's just great. I'm a comic book fan, so that's what makes me upset about these movies. Black Panther was good. The new Avengers was good. But you got to give these people, you know, the proper background, because now you're going to have the kids thinking, oh, yeah, this is how they looked. Oh, this is what, stick to the comics. Stick to the comics. You know why the old comics sold so high and why they worth so much? Stick to those scripts. It was more interesting. Don't nobody want to see what's going on in today's society in comics, in the comic book movies. Nobody won't see that. That's not how you keep your fans. Anyway, let me hit y'all back later, y'all. That was just my take on the comics.